I actually got fired from Head East because I was so messed up on cocaine and booze at the time that even they decided it was too much, and they fired me. And went on a binge for 6 months with the excuse that I was going to create a new band. Really, what it was doing was killing me over a six-month period. And only because of Jesus Christ am I talking to you today. And gave up music totally, never thought I'd sing again after becoming a Christian. And then one day, Bob Hartman called me. Bob Hartman is one of the founders of Petra. And by this time, I'm a big Petra fan because someone had given me a Petra record that says, "This band sounds just like your old band, but Christian." I said, "Yeah, right." Until I heard it, and I said, "Oh, my gosh, this is what I should have been doing all along." And, but with that thought, I said, "Well, it's too late for me. I'm supposed to, you know, just try to find the American dream and be the engineer that I graduated as and, take care of my family and actually basically just be a good Christian." And when Bob called me, he said, "Would you consider singing for Petra?" It was the last thing that I would have ever imagined would happen. But the minute he said it, I knew that was exactly what I was supposed to do. And about 6 months later, I was singing for the first time sober in 7 years in front of 6,000 people in Brisbane, Australia. And that was, oh my gosh, that was 1986, February 3rd. And it has been an adventure ever since.